From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. joins many other nations in an effort to help Syrian migrants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The donors conference opened Thursday in London with European Union nations pledging more than $3 billion to support people in Syria, as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, neighbor countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. Kerry called this a critical engagement, saying Syria's political and humanitarian crisis is a moral imperative. He said the United States is providing an additional $601 million in assistance to the Syrian people, plus $290 million in development aid specifically for education to refugee children in Jordan and Lebanon. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, said there is a critical shortfall in life-saving aid that he said is holding back the international community's humanitarian efforts.
Our challenge today is to turn commitments into reality, to deliver that education, to create these jobs, to give Syrian refugees hope for a better future in the region. Now, this will require significant financial resources from donors and from international financial institutions. It will mean bringing our trade policies to bear, including in the European Union, and it will mean mobilizing our private sectors to create the jobs that everyone wants to see.
The meeting got underway hours after fragile peace talks in Geneva were suspended amid protests by the opposition. This is VOA News. German police have arrested at least two Algerians suspected of having links to Islamic State as the city of Cologne kicked off its annual carnival celebration. Reports said suspects were arrested Thursday in the capital, Berlin, and at a refugee home in the western town of Attendorn. The arrests were part of an investigation of four people, two of whom were not detained. A Berlin police spokesman said the four men are suspected of being connected to Islamic State, and at least one of them is sought by Algerian authorities on suspicion of being an Islamic State member and receiving training in Syria. The men are suspected of planning an attack threatening the security of the state, according to police. U.S. President Barack Obama has just concluded talking about how religious faith can help people overcome their fears and embrace their common humanity as he spoke at the annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. President Obama made his first visit to a mosque during his nearly 8 years in office Wednesday. He told worshipers that a Baltimore mosque, that an attack on one religious faith is an attack on all faiths. More from VOA's Chris Simpkins.
President Obama delivered a simple message.
We're one American family, and when any part of our family starts to feel separate or second class or targeted, it tears at the very fabric of our nation.
Obama told the gathering at the Islamic Society of Baltimore he's concerned about hostilities directed towards Muslim Americans in the wake of the Paris and San Bernardino terrorist attacks. Obama called on Americans to stay true to American values, such as freedom of religion, and to speak up for tolerance and respect.
You fit in here, right here.
Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
A UN working group on arbitrary detention has ruled that Julian Assange's confinement in the Ecuadorian embassy in London amounts to illegal detention. That according to Sweden's foreign minister. He said, we can only note that the working panel has come to another conclusion than Swedish judicial authorities, said the foreign ministry spokesman, told that to a French news service, and that happened one day before the panel was to publish its report. And a Yemeni al-Qaeda leader was killed in a drone strike overnight in the southern province of Abyan, according to Yemeni tribal officials. Bilal Balidi headed al-Qaeda in its province and had led several major attacks, including the beheading of soldiers. Three other people were killed in the strike, according to officials. Washington considers al-Qaeda's Yemen brands to be the most dangerous offshoot of the network. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.